of, what do you call the ones, the things might you find in there?
Well, you have a bed and a dresser, maybe a desk,
in your mind,
and a chair, closets.
Okay. How about the, now you said a dresser. Have you ever heard your parents or anybody call that anything else?
My mom calls it a bureau.
How about the how about a little
are there any streets in
the well, what do you call all the pieces together generic?
For one room?
For the whole house.
Oh, it's furniture.
Okay. And now if a person, like some places in the South here, if they didn't have built in closets, like you said you had closets,
yeah,
what might they use instead? Say a piece of furniture. Are you familiar with
those, like the
They're metal. Are they metal?
Some
with,
like, maybe.
With doors on them? A wardrobe?
Okay, have you ever seen any of them?
Yeah, my brother has one.
Okay, you ever seen any of them out of wood?
No.
Okay.
How about a room at the top of the house that's just under the roof that maybe no one goes into?
The attic.
Okay, have you ever heard that referred to as anything else?
Crawl space.
Okay.
In our house.
All right, how about the room that, did you... You labeled it. Did you, which room is it that you cook in?
The kitchen.
Okay. And what would you call a little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods or extra dishes or something, if there is a little room there?
Well, that's in our hallway.
Do you have a name for that?
No.
How about,
okay. Have you ever seen a place like, have you ever seen a house that might have a little, just, you know, a little,
what do you call
like a little closet in the kitchen that, that you would walk in, there's shelves and might have preserves and stuff or something in there, you know, just a...
What is that, a hutch?
And now, if
I'm trying to think, I know what you're talking about. What's it called?
Well, are you familiar with the, with pantry?
Yes, right, now that you say it.
All right, would you ever refer to one of those?
No, but up north, our cousin's house, they have a, they say pantry. They have a real old house.
Do they ever call it anything else?
Going to the cupboard?
How about the
kitchen closet?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What might you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
Okay. And what would you call a room that's just used to store odds and ends?
A garage?
Okay. If, if, you know, let's say it's just a, let's say it's not a garage, it's just an extra room in a house. So you have a very large house, an extra room. And it's just, there's just a collection point for a lot of odds and ends. Would you have any name for a room like that?
The junk room.
Okay. How about, speaking of daily housework, you might say that a lot of housewives do what every morning?
Clean.
Okay. And what would a person use manually to sweep the floor with?
A broom.
Okay. how about years ago, I don't know if they still do this or not, years ago women usually did what on Monday?
Usually did the washing on Monday.
Okay, how about on Tuesday?
Tuesday they do the...
Do they ever call them anything?
I think baking? No, they do the cleaning on Tuesday.
Okay. After you wash the clothes, what might you do? Well, before they had stay press, what would you have to do with them?
You have to iron them.
Okay. What do you call doing all that? Like washing. What do you call it?
A chore.
Okay. That's what I call it too. Okay. All right. If you had a two-story house, how would you get from the first floor to the second?
By stairs.
All right. And if you didn't show up, but if there had been a space at the front of your house like this with no roof over it, what might you call that?
With no roof?
Yeah, just had just a platform like.
Oh, porch.
Okay.